When it comes to forage and hay production, Jennifer Johnson, Auburn University Assistant Professor and Forage Extension Specialist, said there are a lot of good reasons for producers to become involved in those areas.
With the economy and the way that everything is happening for us, we've got to really start to focus more on our forages because we're not able to buy as much stored feed. And there's also a shortage in feed that's out there, so we need to find other alternatives. And forages is a way to do that and still get the nutrients in the animals that we need.
And for livestock producers, she said it's a great way to help out on feed cost.
Even by adding legumes and stuff into your forage programs, you can alleviate some of that nutrient requirement, some of those nitrogen costs, and you know, that's a big cost right now in our economies.
And they are always working on research efforts, as Dr. Johnson explains what she has underway.
Currently, I'm working with some tall fescue grazing studies in the northern part of the state to try to find a winter grazing option with an actively growing forage. We are also looking at some stockpiling studies and some Bermuda grass work and more in the headland region.
And while she's not brand new at Auburn University, she still hasn't been there that long and looks forward to meeting farmers across the state to talk with them about forage issues they deal with.
So I've just got to visit a couple farms so far, and hopefully in the next couple years I'll really get to get out there and get on the ground. That's one of the reasons that I enjoyed this job, and one of the reasons I got into this job is I was a producer first, and I started out and grew up in the industry. So seeing what we needed and seeing that research is going in that direction, I'm very applied with my research, and I want to make sure that it's effective and it's something that we can kind of get out there quick to help the producers, especially in the times that we have right now.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.